Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor, or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you are not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5,000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5,000. Enjoy.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
We'll be right back.
do something?
Absolutely.
You know what we gotta do? Foga party.
Foga! Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Click, click, boom! I'm coming down on the stereo. Hit me on the radio. Click, click, boom!
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're gonna laugh me if you throw away the key.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Wednesday night edition of... Well, actually, we only do the show on Wednesday nights, so I guess it's the Robinson and Horty show. We might as well just rename this bitch.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, Dan's not real. I don't... He may have been real in another timeline, but in this timeline, Dan is not real.
Yeah, well, in a previous timeline, I was happily married. So, you know, there's that.
Well, yeah.
I blame CERN. So many things I blame CERN for. Anyway, welcome to the program.
I re-listened to that show last night because some people in one of my DMs were talking about the Mandela effect. So I said, oh, yeah, I did it. You know, Rick and I did a show on that a year and a half ago and dropped it in there and listened. So anyway, go
nice.
Ahead, do your thing.
No, I was just gonna say, I hope everybody's having a great Wednesday night. Sorry about this morning. The ex came over to get more of her stuff today, and I let my anxiety and stress get to me, so I was up till like 3 a.m. Finally got to sleep about 3:30 and was like, you know what, I really can't take another day off of the day job, so I'm gonna take a nap and then get up and do the job that actually still pays my bills. Now the good news is, now that I don't have an ex riding my ass all the time about how I spend so much time doing radio and podcasting that we never have time to do anything, I can actually start trying to see if I can make this make some money.
There
so there's that.
More.
Sorry.
Making more money.
Yeah.
We're already making money.
Well, we're breaking even, basically. I want to get past break even.
In the current economy during the COVID crisis, where we're all in this together, breaking even is good. That's better than most of the country. So take it.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, definitely not complaining. And it's all because the people that hang out in the chat and tell people about our stuff and listen to us, even though most of the time lately all I do is whine about the fact that I'm going through a divorce. But anyway, yay. Anyway, so...
Yeah.
Let's see, it's the 13th, so we got, what, 7 days until America dies in a fire?
Yeah, something like that.
Should be fun.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I mean...
Anybody got marshmallows?
Me, the new boss, same as the old boss.
The problem is, he's not actually the boss. That's actually why Donald Trump got in so much trouble, because he figured out he wasn't actually the one that was supposed to be in charge.
Right. Okay, meet the new boss, same as the previous boss. Anyway, process that how you will. You know, going back to the left boat, right boat, still going to the same destination.
Pretty much. The only difference is one's a speedboat, the other's a tugboat.
Mm-hmm.
Still going to the same place, yo.
Right.
If you don't believe me, look at what just happened in D.C. today.
Yeah, I read a great piece today, that our friend JD turned me on to it. It was, he doesn't necessarily agree with it, but it's either Mitch McConnell is just doing his rhino shit, or he's doing the four-dimensional chess thing and setting Schumer into a trap, because there was a whole lot of legal terms involved with it, but basically it's... The way that it's going to work out, it's going to completely nullify Biden's first 100 days and suck all the air out of the room. Hey, cool. My shipment from Liberty Junkies had just left. So
I was going to say, what the heck was that?
Yeah, no, that was, I got an email. Liberty Junkies, my taxation is theft coffee mug and my birds aren't real mask are on the way. So,
nice.
But anyway, so yeah. So either, you know, McConnell's just doing it to be McConnell, or he's actually doing it to completely bind up Biden for his first 100 days with the impeachment. Because regardless of what the House does, the Senate still holds the trial.
Oh, I know.
So, air quote trial, because, you know, they're not actually a court. So, anyway, but yeah, it was an interesting read. And I'll see if I can find it to link it in the chat. Hang on.
Nice.
Yeah, because I'm good like that. How you doing, Mang?
Doing all right. It's Wednesday. Halfway through the work week. I got to get out of the house for a little bit this evening because I didn't have to worry about doing G-Show. Of course, I didn't get to do anything fun. It was the midweek shopping trip. Had to get some things for Gracie. She's starting to get more mobile, so I had to get some stuff to child-proof the house. Yeah.
Sure.
Because she keeps trying. She's figured out where the cleaning supplies are in the bathrooms. So I had to get child locks. Those have changed since I had children. It's like, what the hell? You need a PhD to figure this shit out now. It used to be a little plastic. You just click, you're done. This is like, here's the screws, and here's this, and here's that. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm going to need an engineering degree to put this shit together. Jesse,
yeah, but, you
David,
know,
I'm the grandpa. I mean, you guys figure this shit out.
I mean, I get it. You know, it's, you know, short of that extra pair of eyes, yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, anyway. doing the day job thing still, you know, trying to keep things running as smoothly there as I can, especially since with everything that was going on, I kind of screwed the pooch over the last month and a half. They actually were talking about making me come back into the office. So far, I've managed to stave that off at least through the end of this month. We shall see what happens next month. Because, yeah, they weren't happy. But I'm like, look, she's finally gone. Other than her occasional junkets to come get more crap. So my stress level is about 99% less what it was before. That's the weird thing, dude. Because I don't know if maybe it was just because of the 4 months that she was playing mind games. But once she actually came and got her stuff, I have been, up until last night, I have been falling asleep by about 10:30, 10:45 at night. Sometimes without even remembering to take my white pill, which for me is astounding.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, enough about that. Because it's not like there's not other things going on that we should be talking about, like the fact that in 7 days America dies.
Well, I mean, we had the Digipocalypse last weekend. There's that.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, we've talked about it today. Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah. I forgot the phrase Digipocalypse. I like it. I'm bringing it back. And then Jack today going on his spiel about how important free speech is, and I'm trying to find it.
Was he hacked?
But yeah, he went on a tweet thread about how, you know, he still believes that it was the right call to suspend Trump, but, you know, he does believe in free speech and everything. I'm like, dude, you posted a heart emoji when your co-conspirators tweeted that they were, or posted that they were taking down Parler. So, you know, fuck your peroration. Fuck you right in the neck.
Oh, what I thought was the most funny is, you know, after watching, you know, Twitter and Facebook, you know, completely go Gestapo, they start talking about, you know, how certain countries shouldn't silence internet platforms. Like, really? You're gonna be the one to go there? Really? That's your plan?
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious when their policy account tweeted about how, you know, it's wrong for Uganda to ban Facebook and Twitter because during their election, because, you know, a free exchange is, you know, is the cornerstone of democracy. It's like, dude, do you own a mirror? Have you seen you? Yeah, okay, I found Jack's thread. Here's, I do not celebrate or feel pride in our having to ban real Donald Trump from Twitter or how we got here. After a clear warning we'd take this action, we made a decision that the best information we had based on threats of physical safety, both on and off Twitter, this was correct. I believe that this was the right decision for Twitter. We face an extraordinary and untenable circumstance forcing us to focus on our actions, on public safety. Offline harm as a result of online free speech has demonstrated.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's truly real and what drives our policy and enforcement above all. That said, having to ban an account has real and significant ramifications. While there are clear and obvious exceptions, I feel a ban is a failure of ours ultimately to promote healthy conversation. And let me stop for a second. You banned 70,000 people in the last 4 days. At a time for us to reflect on our operations and environment around us, having to take these actions fragment the public conversation. They divide us. They limit the potential for clarification, redemption, and learning. And as a precedent, I feel is dangerous. The power an individual or corporation has over part of global public conversation. The check and accountability on this power has always been the fact that a service like Twitter is one small part of a larger public conversation happening across the internet. If folks don't agree with our rules and enforcement, they can simply go to another internet service. No, they can't. Your friends knock them off it and deplatform them. This concept was challenged last week when a number of foundational internet tool providers also decided not to host what they found dangerous. I do not believe this was coordinated. You were part of it. More likely, companies came to their own conclusions and emboldened the actions of others. Bullshit. This moment in time might call for this dynamic, but over the long term, it will be destructive for the noble purpose and ideas of an open internet. A company making a business decision to moderate itself is different from a government removing all access. You can feel much of the same. No, it isn't. It's the same. Yes, we need to look critically at our inconsistencies of our policy and enforcement. You've said this 1,000 times, and it always seems to go one direction. Yes, we need to look at how our service might incentivize distraction and harm. Distraction and harm. Fuck off. Yes, we need more transparency in our moderation operations. You've been saying that for 5 years. All this can erode a free and open global internet, but you are. The reason I have so much passion for Bitcoin is largely because of the model it demonstrates, a foundational internet technology that is not controlled or influenced by any single individual or entity. This is what the internet wants to be, and over time, more of it will be. Not on your service, though. We are trying to do our part by funding an initiative for an open, decentralized standard on social media. Our goal is to be a client of that standard for the public conversation layer of the internet. We call it Blue Sky. This will take time to build. We are in the process of interviewing and hiring folks and looking at both starting a standard from scratch or contributing to something that already exists. No matter the ultimate direction, we will do this work completely through public transparency. It is important that we acknowledge that this is a time of great uncertainty and struggle with so many around the world. Our goal in this moment is to disarm as much as we can and ensure we are all building towards a greater common understanding and more peaceful existence on Earth. You actually fuel the fires, dickhead. I believe the internet and global public conversation is our best and most relevant method of achieving this. I also recognize that it does not feel that way today. Everything we learn in this moment will better our effort and push us to what we are, one humanity working together. Okay. Jesus Christ. That was his thread. That was 3 hours ago. And he's getting pretty well ratioed in it from top to bottom.
You just said top to bottom. Sorry.
Top to bottom. Inside and out. Giggity.
Oh, man.
So.
Yeah.
That was Jack. That was. But it always seems to go one direction, Jack. And here's the problem. That you hire people based on their ideology, not on their skill set. And you make sure that those who have a differing ideology from those of your employees are actually canceled. That is the whole purpose of your platform right now. That is the main driving force of your platform, is to cancel people. So, and that and owning libs. So, Jack, fuck off. Until I actually see you do something like, I don't know, if you're going to ban people, ban the Ayatollah of Iran, ban fucking China. But no, you let these I'm going to step off my soapbox because Jack isn't listening and I'm just screaming into the void.
Yeah, well, you know. Funny thing about Jack is he doesn't seem to be very self-reflective. to spew all that bullshit? Yeah, dude wasn't paying attention.
No. No, and you know what? That's what happens when you live in an echo chamber is that you think that you are the hero. You know. Very few villains see themselves as the villain. I think maybe just Sisko when he... Anyway, they recognize what they're doing is wrong. That's very rare.
Yeah. It's all crazy, dude. Again, still, you know, trying to wrap my head around how the hell we got to the point where we are now less free than China. How?
Yeah.
How?
Well, we don't have internment camps yet, rounding up. But, you know, a lot of people on the left are actually encouraging it.
I was going to say, yeah, no, not yet, but it's coming. They've already said they were coming after Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm. Hang on, there's a meme that I got to put in chat for... I have a meme for that. There.
You has a meme for that? See, this is why you should always be in chat, because you don't get to see the memes.
Exactly. You should always join us in chat. The memes are there. The memes flow like Coca-Cola.
Okay, that was actually kind of cute.
Yeah. Left is seeing a boot, an unlicked boot after January 6, 2021. Is this for me?
Oh, man.
Well, what else is going on? What's grinding your gear today?
Well, honestly, I still haven't been keeping up with very much. Other than the whole, you know, Twitter taking a nosedive. You know, everybody flipping out over the Capitol supposed riot, which I think is interesting, by the way. I guess that is something I do want to talk about for a second. Because do you remember, you know, for like all of 2020 when cities were burning and, you know, there were all these freedom zones and Chaz zones and whatever the hell they were calling themselves. And it was all a bunch of patriots trying to rise up against Donald Trump. And then all of a sudden the same thing happens at the Capitol. And oh my God, it's a bunch of protesters and rioters. And look at them. They should all go to jail. They should be in Guantanamo. They should be in Guantanamo. They're terrorists. You cannot have it both ways.
Oh, no. See, that's their whole shtick is to memory hole shit. That's what they do. Hey, it's what I do. So, no, I mean, that's what leftists do. They memory hole. You know, I actually had that conversation the other night. So, you know, it was an insurrection. It was a coup. I said, yeah, it was a replay of last summer, just on a smaller scale, and nothing caught on fire. Oh, that's irrelevant. You're just doing whataboutism. No, I'm making a comparison. I'm actually highlighting your hypocrisy. No. That's whataboutism. No, okay. Well, you need to Google what whataboutism is because you, a socialist, invented that. Not you personally, but you know that was Russia's favorite thing to do.
Yeah, I just, you know, and again, look, I thought the stuff that went on over the summer was terrible. Wasn't exactly a huge fan of what just happened in the Capitol either. But the idea that one should—I mean, they're literally talking about finding anybody who was there and putting them in Guantanamo Bay. As an example. On the blaze, Olympic gold medalist swimmer among those charged in connection with Capitol riot. According to NBC News, two-time Olympic gold medalist Cleet Keller has been charged with multiple offenses in connection with his alleged role in the violent demonstrations at the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Keller, who won gold medals as part of the United States 4x200-meter relay team in 2004 and 2008, was charged with obstructing law enforcement, knowingly entering or remaining in restricted buildings or grounds areas without lawful authority, and violent entry and disorderly conduct. Does anybody remember when they took over a fucking police station in Seattle? Just asking.
Or when they took over the Capitol building during the Amy Coney Barrett hearings. But that was different because nobody actually camped out in Nancy Pelosi's chair. See? That got memory hold. A lot of people don't remember that.
Actually, I kind of forgot about that till you mentioned it, but yeah, you're right.
So, again, memory hold the shit they do. Yeah, it's just Seattle. Nobody cares about Seattle. But
I care about Seattle.
And that's it. You have to have – you actually have to archive this shit. I mean, you know, and it's I have a joke with a friend of mine on Twitter, you know, ABBA, always be archiving. So – and the other day, archive.is, he posted something there, and he was one of 50,000 in the queue. So everybody was archiving the hell out of everything. It was when Twitter started purging people. So, yeah. Yeah, burned fire stations, injured 2,000, officers killed over 20. You know, and it's like I saw them all. And it's a tragedy that that Capitol Police officer was killed. It really was. But, you know, you ask these same people, so can you show me your tweets about David Dorn? Oh, fuck you and your whataboutism, or I just get blocked. He was a cop that got killed during a riot. Obviously, you were all broken up about that. So.
Apparently.
And, yeah.
So what do you got? What do you got you want to talk about? We got about 3 minutes till we probably need to take a break because we got a little bit of a late start, but we're a little bit over.
I ordered some shock cord. And I'm getting back into doing paracord and shock cord things. I saw a YouTube video, because I've been doing a lot of walking in the pre-dawn hours lately. One of the hardest things to do in the morning when you just can't get your shit together is tie your shoes before you have coffee. So I saw this YouTube video on how to use a shock cord, no lace, and you just use a lot of paracord things. And it's actually... if you look on Amazon, they have them pre-made and they're really fucking expensive, but all it cost was $5 worth of shock cord and some thing, you know, like paracord locks. And anyway, I'm going to try my hand at those because those will really be handy with my snow boots if they work. So that's what I got going on. I'm going back into survival skill training, you know, things that you'll need to do when everything collapses. And I just heard, I could feel Al light up as I said those words.
Probably.
Yeah. Morty's Amish Paracord Emporium. Yeah. Right. With my, I'll be selling that stuff right along with my torches and pitchforks.
Well, you know, you gotta give the people what they want, bro.
Yeah. You know, it's, Build a better mousetrap, the world will be the path to your door. My torches and pitchforks will be handmade, handcrafted. No, we don't have to do another website. We'll just make it all under Ordy's Emporium. Yeah, maybe bake some bread. No, I spent the first half of COVID learning how to bake bread, so I've got that skill down. I've been working on woodworking and cabinetry, so I'm getting pretty good at that. Now I'm going back to working with paracord because that's actually something you can carry with you anywhere. So, skills.
Nice.
Yeah. Let's take a break, and then we'll talk about other things.
I don't know what that was, but it's probably not a good sound. All right, let's take a break.
The old Windows 95 crash sound.
Yeah, I don't know why I just did that, because that came out of nowhere. Anyway, on that note, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is the Robinson and Horty Show on KLRN Radio, America's Podcast Network. Back in a few.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Before the boat had hit the water, the whale's tail came up and caught her. All hands to the side, harpooned and fought her when she dived down below. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
No line was cut, no whale was freed. The captain's mind was not on greed, but he belonged to the whaleman's creed. She took that ship in tow.
Soon may the wellerman come to bring us...
Don't blame me, it was the Amish. For some reason he wanted to come back with a sea shanty, so we did just that. Anyway, welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Robinson and Horty Show, playing the crap that nobody else wants to listen to.
Hey, you know what? I bring all the gold to KLRN musically. Now, sea shanties are all the rage right now on TikTok, and Elon Musk, Jeff turned me onto a tweet from Elon Musk. He actually just posted the meme in chat that Elon Musk tweeted. And so, you know, that's what we need. We need more tech overlords like Elon Musk. You just want to leave us the hell alone and post shit meme, you know, shit post on Twitter. That's what we need.
Oh, craziness. It's all craziness. It's all craziness, man.
Yeah, right? So that's what I got going on. You know, paracord and torches and pitchforks and digipocalypse. What do you got going on aside from divorce? What's in your world?
I mean, learning how to be, you know, sole provider again, which is interesting after 22 years of not having to be. So... good thing about having adult children, though, is they can step up and help with things, so it hasn't been as hard as I thought it was going to be. Honestly, I mean, that's been my life for most of the last month, was figuring out how to keep things running now that the person who did a lot of those things just said, fuck you guys, I'm out! Anyway. It's been fun. But yeah, so trying to get back to the swing of things, you know, and planning on next week. Starting to increase the amount of time that I'm on the air again. Decided I actually had toyed with the idea this week, but I've been really tired, and I think it's just because I have been so stressed out with everything that was going on. So I've been trying to get some rest built back up again, because I really do want to make 2021 the year that we finally see if we can make this bitch turn a corner. Because, I mean, I've put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it, and things were so bad with the wife, I was almost considering giving it up. And if she had stayed, I probably would have still been considering it. But the more I thought about it, I was like, you know, I have the other side business that I've been building that's doing okay. If I can figure out a way to get these two things together and get them both making money, there's no reason why in a year or so I couldn't be doing well enough where I can decide that maybe I want to go part-time at my day job, or maybe quit it altogether if I just dive in and just try to see what I can do. Because, you know, I used to sleep 2 hours a day. It's not like I can't go back to that if I need to for about a year just to see what I can do.
Well, it shouldn't have to. But, you know, you and I talked about that off on the side, too, about, you know, okay... because when you were talking about trying to make things work and how you might need to step out, I'm like, okay, what are the realities? What does it cost to run and everything? And it was manageable. It was just a time thing with me. But you know, that's the great thing about, you know, what we've got going on here is so many people were ready to step up and help too. And, you know, and that's – but I talk about this. I've talked about it with you, and I've talked about it on other venues too. During the Clinton years is what made Rush. During the Obama years is what made Glenn Beck and Mark Levin and, you know, Andrew Wilkow And during the Biden years, it's our time to shine, man.
Our turn, bitches. Everybody else has got the money. Now it's our turn.
Yeah.
You know, it was.
You had your shot, Mojo. It's all us now.
Yeah, well, I could say things about Mojo, but I'm going to be nice.
No, we're not going to badmouth Mojo.
I said I could. I didn't say I was going to. Be nice.
Anyway. There are friends over there.
I know. We have plenty of friends over there. But yeah, so interesting thing about that is, and I think it was with Stacy the other morning that I accidentally talked about this, because I got I'm a subscriber to a blogging magazine, and they were talking about the dude that started the penny hoarder like 10 years ago as a hobby and then transitioned to his full-time gig. Dude just sold that fucking blog for $102 million.
Well, I mean, that's like I'm drawing a blank on the name of it right now. Brad and I have talked about it on the Culture Shift a couple times. There was a podcast network that all they did was like true crime stuff. And, you know, but they also did some dramatizations of it. And some of their shows were kind of like the old radio serials, like The Shadow and things like that. And, yeah. and Maps and such. And, but they just sold to Amazon for like $6 billion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the market's there, and we've talked about this. I don't know if you and I have talked about it, but we talked about it on the Culture Shift, where podcasting is the new radio. And that's why, like, XM, they're buying podcasting networks, and Spotify is buying podcast networks. And it's taking over terrestrial radio because – with 5G, you know, aside from causing the COVID, it's going to make, you know, being able to listen to your favorite podcast while you're driving anywhere, or, you know, while you're out on a run or whatever, data is going to become a thing of the past. I mean, if you remember, it used to be, you know, what are the roaming charges, and then what does it cost for text, and now your cell plan is just data. And everything else is included. Well, there's going to be a point where data becomes so cheap that cell phones are essentially going to be free. Or at least, you know, cell plans. Buy the phone and you get all the service for free, but you got to renew your phone every couple of years.
Yeah.
Oh, and all of chat agrees, who doesn't like sea shanties?
Apparently I must be the only one. That's okay. I'm used to being the odd guy out, so it's okay.
But no, I mean, I see great things for KLRN coming up in the next 4 to 8 years and beyond. When I started working with you, you had Ron and me in the chat. Before me, you just had Ron in the chat, and you had just really you had a couple shows around, but just Wednesday nights. Almost every night is full. I mean, Friday nights become busy. Thursday night's got a couple shows. We still need one late night show, but you're talking about coming back anyway. We got Sundays now. Yeah. Mondays are packed.
Well, yeah, I'm about to add to Sundays too, but I've decided, because we're the one thing that I told the kids we were doing, because we got away from it for a while and I actually missed it, we've started doing Sunday dinners, because I'm usually done with all the church stuff by about 4 or 5, and it's one of those days where I can just put something in a crock pot or have something still roasting. And I posted about it this last weekend, and my oldest son messaged me like, where's my invite? I was like, I thought you had to work. He's like, no, I'm off Sundays. I said, okay, fine. We usually eat Sundays at 7, so just bring the whole family with you. The Rick Robinson Show will start being on Sunday nights again, but it's going to be in the usual time slot that I do off the rails and stuff. So it's going to be at 11 Eastern, because it gives me time to hang out with the fam and do the dinner thing.
Yeah, and it's like Al just said in the chat too, you know, when Savage Nation moved to podcast only, that's when he knew that we were in the right place. And that's true. And Glenn Beck, too. You can't get him on TV anymore. He's entirely his own streaming network now, between video and audio. And, you know, everybody's retracted back into podcasting and on demand, you know, VOD.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's harder to take stuff away when it's your own network and you're in charge of the infrastructure.
Yeah. Well, that, and you don't have to constantly negotiate either. You know, you don't have to sit there and do the, you know, work on your contract with Dish Network and DirecTV and, you know, the myriad of cable companies across the country that are really just Comcast under different brands. And so, I mean, yeah, I mean, with data just becoming high speed data is everywhere, almost everywhere. I mean, you've got it now. I've got it. You know, there's nothing I couldn't do. You know, I could produce an entire network out of my room if I was so inclined. You do. So it's just servers, finding reliable servers.
Yeah, that's the other thing I really want to work on this year is getting things set up to where we're back to the point where we have a 24/7 always on feel, because we figured that out for a while and then Spreaker changed something and I just haven't been able to get it nailed back down again. So
yeah, that's something we'll figure out with the website too. I mean, I don't know what Spreaker's playing, but I mean, there's got to be a way we could do it with the website. I'll get
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Jeff Liu and I have finished buttoning up the other project we're working on. We'll swing back around to this and look at it.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff's figured it out on Spreaker. Okay.
Nice of him to share.
Yeah. So Jeff, we'll put that in your... Put that in your to-do bucket.
Oh, so what are you watching?
I've been doing the Expanse thing, and I'm doing it the way I did The Mandalorian, where I'll watch 1-2 episodes, give it a couple weeks, so that way I'm not just left with one episode and be like, God, I need more, but you're not dropping them fast enough. The Expanse and just kind of bouncing around old things, you know, cause you know, like you, I've been sacking out so early, so I really don't want to get into something and then crash out on it. But, yeah, okay. I'm going to say this. Eureka season 5 sucks. So the holding true to everything season 5, I mean, we agreed that Stargate SG-1 was kind of weak and, it didn't apply to Deep Space Nine, but season 5 of everything, the season 5 curse remains.
Yeah. Wait, do you say Eureka or Expanse?
Eureka.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
So we already established season 5 of Eureka sucks the last time I watched it.
I'm reestablishing it. I am reaffirming that proclamation that season 5 of Eureka sucked. Just ended at 4. The Atreus crew disappears and they never come back. That's all you need to know. Yeah, GR, the season 5 curse. But, yeah, so that's what I've been watching. Yeah, B5, Alias, and, you know, Battlestar Galactica reboot could have ended at the end of season 4 and I would have been happier than shit. No spinoffs. Blood and Chrome was cool, but, everything after season 4 of BSG sucked. And unfortunately, that's when Dark Matter was just starting to get its stride at the end of season 3. So.
Oh, dude, don't even start. Dude, Dark Matter still pisses me off.
What pisses me off is Sanctuary, as old as it is, still isn't on a streaming service. You have to buy it.
Yeah.
That was out for Warehouse 13 or any of the others. And all the others are on streaming service. But...
Wait, which one?
Sanctuary?
Sanctuary was kind of weird anyway. Sanctuary was their first big foray into doing nothing but green screen, so I think they were kind of proud of that one.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but, I mean, how much more, milk are they going to get out of that stone?
I don't know. I mean, it had tapping in it, which automatically made it watchable, but the rest of it was kind of meh.
Yeah. Yeah. It may have been on Hulu for a while. Yeah, because everything's going through a hop around right now, and I've only been had it on my watch list for a few weeks. But yeah, it's, you know, we talked about how SG-1 and Atlantis have moved back to Netflix, and
at least on Prime, I'm still showing Atlantis for right now. I haven't looked for SG-1, but Atlantis still.
Well, no, they're still on Prime too, but they're back on Netflix.
Oh, well, from the way you said it earlier, I thought they were moving from Prime back over to Netflix.
They may eventually phase out. I mean, the one thing with January, that's when you get a lot of bleed over, you know, where it's on multiple networks at once, because that's when one contract is ending and another is beginning, and so. There's no hard stop because they don't want to leave anybody mid-binge. That's how you create bad. That's how bad things happen.
Pretty much.
Yeah. What are you watching?
I'm up to season 3 of Suits. Been watching that show again lately. I really liked that show. I think the next one I'm going to try to see if I can find is White Collar. I really liked that show too.
I will have to check those out as well.
You haven't watched Suits at all yet?
I haven't.
Dude, you have to watch it. It's an amazing show. I mean, since you haven't watched it, I'm not going to say anything. But yeah, it's fun to watch. It's one of those ones where I think they kept it going a little bit too long. It has 9 seasons, but the last couple were just kind
of... Never even heard of it. What network was it on?
USA.
Oh, okay. I saw American Gods is back, and what pissed me off is I loved the first season of American Gods. And then they all went woke between season 1 and season 2. And I'm just like, you know what? I can't even watch it. And then I heard season 2 was pretty woke fest too. So I was like, ugh, never mind. And then I was just fired up the TV last night. Yeah, that's a fake, but still good. I fired up last night and saw that they were coming out with season 3 of American Gods. I'm like, do I want to just bleach my mind of everything I remember from a couple years ago and watch it? Or...
I don't know.
Yeah. So. Okay, Rick, stop looking at chat.
I'm not looking at the chat. What the hell? I hate you people.
And then Jeff purges it.
Actually, I just managed to open it at the right time to see the whole, you know, pious person looking up like they're praying, and it's like me trying to live a normal, productive life.
Jeff didn't do it. He, Ron cleaned up his own mess. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well. I'm sorry. I'm still distracted. It burned into my brain, Ron.
What did you do, Ron? I was too busy. The chat hadn't moved when I opened it, so I was still. When I looked at it again, I was still seeing Jeff's sea shanty picture. And then I scrolled down and saw everything else. I was like, what did I miss? Because I guess Ron got rid of it. JC's like, oh, that? I saved that.
We'll just file that one for later. And it's back.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I mean, it's fake, but, you know.
I don't care.
Right.
Nice.
See, this is why you need to hang out and chat. Occasionally not safe for work.
We probably should put an NSFW warning on here somewhere.
It already is at the top. So, with the Digipocalypse, one thing, I don't know if you caught it when we were talking about it in a couple of the DM rooms, but Jeff Liu and I were talking about making a KLRN Discord server as a just-in-case, and also as a way, in case people are getting purged, like G and Lizzie, getting purged from Twitter, there's a place where they can still do that. So, we'll be getting together with you on that.
Nice, cool. We'll figure that out.
Because that's like, you know, it's, you watch a lot of YouTubers now, and they talk about, you know, on their Discord server and everything, and so.
Yeah. It's just, it's one of those things where, I mean, I and we've talked about it before, and I kind of want to get serious about things like, you know, the whole Discord server and trying to find alternate forms of revenue and, you know, because the thing about it is, if we can get enough things making us pennies, eventually pennies turn into dollars, and the more places we have funneling dollars, the more dollars there are. So
yes. Swag. We got to get on swag. Yeah, that's one of the things that on this other project that Jeff Liu and I are working on. Once we figure out how to get their swag bridge, then we'll be well-versed on how to do it for KLRN. And then I can make my own birds aren't real shit.
Amish says what? All right, guys. Well, because
of Jeff, woohoo, more work.
Yeah, but well, it'll be worth it, Jeff. Because at some point you'll get cut into something. You'll get a cut of something, and it won't be zero. Just saying. But on that note, programming note, because I haven't announced it yet, America Off the Rails actually is going back to three nights a week starting next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Because of that, and because I still am trying to get my house in order now that it's just me and my older kids, I'm not doing it off the rails tonight because I'm good. Well, actually, it's been a really long day. I had to deal with the ex for over an hour today and regular work day and everything else. And so when we get done here, I'm going to retire to my porch, drink a scotch, smoke a cigar, and then I'm going to go to bed. Because I can't.
Proper.
Because I can. And nobody can yell at me anymore because I'm grown. Anyway. So what are you doing
good
after this?
Well, actually, I've got the rest of the week off. We recorded Culture Shift yesterday. I sent that one to you. Brad and I went long. We did a full one hour 20. Because before the break, we were just talking about the Digipocalypse. And at the time, it was still really fresh. I mean, aside from Fubar on Monday. Anyway, so I've got the rest of the week off, and so I'm going to just be hanging out in KLR and chat and just chill.
Nice.
Figure out, you know, I haven't decided if I'm going to change my MeWe from Road Beer to Ordy Packard, but, you know, start getting used to posting on Clout Hub and Mines again, and Ron already sells a lovely Gretsch paracord tapestry. You know, do it the Mona Gretsch out of paracord.
Nice, that would be awesome.
Yeah, so that's, I'm just going to be working on expanding, you know, expanding my footprint, rat, just so that way, should I get banned from Twitter, then I'm already established elsewhere. And we were talking about that a lot over the weekend and on Monday. I was ready to rage quit Twitter on Monday. I was just so pissed off because Lizzie and G both got banned. And so I was like, this is probably going to be my last week. But on Monday night during the show, Sam and I talked it out. Sam had her emotional moment, and then I had my epiphany that, you know, fuck them. I'm going to make them ban me. So... But yeah, I was ready to cash it in on Twitter. So anyway, but still, I want to make sure that I have my footprint established elsewhere.
Nice.
Yeah. So that way I can promote our shit.
Sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. So, there. So have that. Yes, I will do a Greta tapestry out of paracord. She'll love that.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
I love our chat.
I think I'm just about out of juice for the night, so I think we're going to wrap up. Any final thoughts?
Dan's not real, and we really should just change the name to Robinson and Horty.
That means Jeff has to redesign the graphic again. And he's already complaining about the work that we give him, so...
Right. Wait, didn't they already make the Robinson and Horty graphic?
Somewhere. I don't think I ever saved it, though, because I didn't. At some point, I actually thought Dan was going to come back. I think he's so happy with Lori. He's like, I don't need to do this anymore.
Yeah. No, Jeff said he already made the graphics, so. So we have that.
Yeah, I have to go in and see if it'll let me update the name or not. But on that note, we are going to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. He can't hear it, but there is a bumper playing. There we go. All right. We're going to go. I'll be back tomorrow morning to finish. I do plan on doing the next 2 days of the Daily Dose. I took this morning off only because I had to sleep sometime. But I'm going to dodge out a little bit earlier than usual tonight so I can actually try to make up some of the sleep I missed. And back tomorrow night pushing the buttons for the Culture Shift crew who've sent me a pre-record because they wanted the night off, the bastards.
No, Brad had to go to a political convention.
No, Brad wanted the night off.
Well, Brad's out doing 1% things.
I know. I'm just giving you guys shit because I can. All right, folks. In the words of Bill S. Preston Esquire and Dead Theodore Logan, be excellent to each other. We're out.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.